campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertrand in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, October 21st, 2021. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, former President Trump is delivering on his promise to connect with supporters online again, planning to launch a new social media network named Truth Social next year. He claims it will stand up to companies like Twitter and Facebook, which of course have both banned him. Two, Michigan's unemployment rate for September is down a tenth of a percentage point to 4.6%. The Department of Technology, Management, and Budget says the state labor force grew by 12,000 in September. And number one, it's now up to the CDC to decide on more COVID boosters. An advisory panel meets today to consider another dose from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The FDA granted emergency use yesterday. It also said it is okay to mix and match vaccines as booster shots. All right. That's where we start this Thursday, October 21st, all across the great state of Michigan. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, I haven't checked the radar. I don't know if the rest of the state is also enjoying the fine thunderstorms that rumbled through the southern Hillsdale area this morning. As I pop up the app. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so actually a good portion of the lower peninsula is being hit with storms. We had thunder and lightning rolling, well, the kids out of bed and also waking me up early. But that meant no alarm needed this morning to get up at a reasonable hour to come host the Steve Gruber Show. Storms started around 4, and, well, that's close enough to when I had to get up anyway that just might as well get up and get going. But I'm here. You're here. We've got a great show planned for you. Hour one includes Peter Wood. He has a new book out called It's a Good One, about the state of the electorate. Later on in the show, Grover Norquist, Monica Crowley. We'll talk with Tim Carney from the Washington Examiner, State Representative Andrew Fink from our Hillsdale area down here, Hillsdale and Branch Counties. Donald Critchlow, too. He's got a new book called Revolutionary Monsters, which is quite interesting how revolutions turn to tyranny in many countries through the years. So that's all coming up on today's program. You can find the show at stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Well, let's start. Yeah. As I reach over here, Donald Trump announcing Wednesday he plans to launch his own social media platform, Truth Social. Press release says the Trump Media and Technology Group has entered a merger with Digital World Acquisition Corp. to become a publicly listed company with Trump as its chairman. The former president said in a statement, "I am excited to send out my first truth on Truth Social very soon. TMTG was founded with a mission to give a voice to all." President, of course, banned from the biggest social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. He said in a statement on Wednesday that Truth Social would stand up to the tyranny of big tech. Platform will be available through an app on the Apple Store as a beta version for trial by invited guests in November. The company expects a full rollout in the first quarter of 2022. Trump Media and Technology Group says it also plans to launch a video-on-demand service, TMTG Plus, to feature non-woke content, according to the release. In a way, I, of course, understand what he's doing. And in a way, it seems somewhat unnecessary because, at least for him, because even though he's been banned by those social media platforms, the media still can't get enough of Donald Trump. And they cover his missives. You know, he puts out the statements just on, you know, letterhead, and they're covered. The media, the press is still really obsessed with everything he does. And there's a reason, because they found out that Trump equals ratings. And they don't know what to do without him. I mean, if you watch the late night shows, and I certainly don't blame you if you don't, I don't. I see some clips here and there. How much time is devoted to things the former president is doing, saying, thinking? Ratings are down. Big. Financial Times story. Ratings for CNN and MSNBC fell more than 50% in the third quarter compared with a year ago. And yes, that is an election quarter a year ago, right? But those ratings also were up for much of Donald Trump's term as president. Primetime ratings for CNN dropped 52% in the third quarter for viewers aged 25-54. MSNBC suffered a 51% fall. And without Donald Trump, they really don't know what to do for programming. I mean, it's just clear. I mean, what was CNN other than the network designed and dedicated to opposing Donald Trump and his supporters, I guess I should add. Well, what do they do now? You could, of course, continue that mindset, which they have in many ways, but you reach a point in which you have to realize he's not president anymore. And the power he had as president is muted due to the fact he's not. I mean, they could talk about the real president. They could talk about Joe Biden. They could talk about the guy in the office. But based on some of these poll numbers we're seeing, they might not be so enthusiastic about highlighting some of the achievements of the Biden administration. So they're flailing for other things. And that's why they cover everything the president, the former president, has to say. MSNBC net operating revenue estimated to fall from $1.1 billion to $940 million this year. Fallout not limited to TV, by the way. The New York Times added 400,000 digital subscribers in the first half of this year. That's down from 1.2 million added in the first half of 2020. And doesn't include those who have canceled or let their subscriptions lapse. Those are simply a new subscriber number. After riding high under Trump, the Financial Times says, news companies face wider questions over the future of their businesses, particularly as audiences shift away from traditional television and print media and toward digital alternatives. It would be, I've talked about this numerous times, and so you might have heard this before. Can you remember a time when you'd turn on the news, whatever it might be, and the first seven stories weren't simply Washington, D.C. drama? What's happening in the Oval Office? What's happening with Donald Trump? What about this bill? What about that negotiation? What about Joe Manchin? What about Kyrsten Sinema? What about Nancy Pelosi? There is more news happening in the country than... I mean, there is not a dearth of information. There's not a dearth of stories happening across the country that channels could focus on if, in fact, they wanted to. But the shift during the Trump administration to covering the drama in D.C. as if it were an everyday soap opera, that is something they have just got to quit. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next. And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.